It's the final countdown.
Jonathan Charles.
And welcome to the show for vinyl lovers. We are going on a road trip, but where to?
We'll be right back.
great musician Jerry Rafferty, all the way from Renfrewshire in Scotland. All the music today is from the Scottish groups and singers. Those two hits were Baker Street, number 3 in the UK in 1978, and we heard Get It Right Next Time from 1979. We're sitting here, surrounded by 7 and 12-inch records, real vinyl. I'm joined by my son Max as we discuss the songs, all those Scottish songs today. Max, do you like Jerry Rafferty?
I suppose I know that track quite well, though, because I've heard it so many times. If you go on any radio station, you will hear it.
Yeah, it's very heavily played, and it was a massive hit at the time and remains very, very popular.
Yes, what did it get in the charts at that point? Number one?
It really, I think, got just in the top 10, as far as I remember. And Baker Street is, of course, named after Baker Street in London.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I've walked down Baker Street many times, and I always have that in the back of my head.
It is one of those songs very associated with a place, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. It's like how if you walk, I don't know, down the South Bank, you can hear Waterloo Sunset playing
that's
by
true.
The Kings.
Now, Jerry Rafferty often used to stay at a friend's flat near Baker Street, and that's where he got the song idea and the song lines. He often used to think, you know what, this is such a lively area, I'm going to write a song about this.
Then how come they didn't mention 221B?
Yeah, no mention of Sherlock Holmes in there, is there?
Disappointing.
Now, that song features a very distinctive 8-bar saxophone riff, which was played by Raff Ravenscroft. Did you hear that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, if you play that to anyone, then they would recognise it.
Like, I think it's one of the most famous saxophone bits in any pop song.
Like, I don't know, you played me the first 10 seconds of Baker Street and I was like, oh, that one!
Yeah, it's instantly recognisable. Now, Ravenscroft, Max, was given a cheque for £27 for playing on the record, but it bounced. He couldn't cash it.
I mean, it's pretty catastrophic, especially considering adjusted to inflation, that's about £180,
or more, probably about £300 or something
maybe.
Like that. So it was a day's pay for him as a saxophonist, but he's obviously a really good musician, you can tell that.
I know, and it's crazy as well with the cheque bounce, especially since the song went on to make many millions.
Yes, it was a really massive hit around the world, and yet he never got paid. In fact, he put the cheque on the wall of his offices, I think, and said, you know, that's one of the most famous bounce cheques in the world. It's the cheque for when I played on Jerry Rafferty's
Baker Street. You know what he should do? He should sell it, because he'd get much more than £27 from that.
It's a bit of music memorabilia, isn't it?
Exactly. I'm sure he'd get many hundreds of thousands of quid from there
at
some auction.
Jerry Rafferty, Max, was born in Scotland. He always wanted to be a musician, but he didn't really break through until Baker Street was released in the late 70s. You've got to be very patient to be a musician, haven't you?
Yeah, I suppose. I didn't have my big break till not yet.
Exactly. You like playing music and you play instruments.
But unfortunately, I'm not a huge hit. I'm not number one in the charts.
And quite a lot of musicians, of course, never make it.
Yeah, like world famous musician Max Charles.
Not yet. So all the music today is from Scottish musicians, Max. We had the idea, didn't we? Because we were travelling recently around Scotland on holiday.
We had a great trip when we went up there. And we went actually all the way to be out to Hebrides.
Now, in an interview, Jerry Rafferty said he was encouraged to write songs after hearing 60s acts who'd started performing their own material.
People like the Beatles and Bob Dylan had come along, so these were singers who were writing their own songs. So that was a bit of a revolution in itself. And I thought, I think I'd like to have a crack at that. I could probably do that. Me. You were standing so dear.
The only UK top 40 hit for another influential Scottish band, Rip It Up, got to number 8 in the charts in 1983 for Orange Juice. They came from Glasgow and part of the band met at school. Max, what do you think of that energetic track?
And I somewhat liked it. There's some things I loved about it, some things I didn't really like.
The rhythm
like.
Is very good.
Yeah, the rhythm's very catchy. Like, as you pointed out, I was tapping my fingers.
You were, yeah. And that was a very big song in discos. People used to dance to that.
Yeah, one slight gripe. Yes. I'm not a big fan of the way the vocals sound. It sounds a bit, I suppose it's a bit, it's not like gravelly, but it's a bit deep and unpitched.
Maybe it's the sound of Glasgow, because in Glasgow, you know, a lot of the bands coming out, they've got a bit of edge, and that song, you know, has a bit of edge. And the singer is a guy called Edwin Collins, who went on to have some solo hits.
It's a Glasgow accent.
It's part of the Scottish accent from that. But I think, you know, that's every area brings something different to pop music, and this is what you get from Glasgow.
Yeah, I mean, it isn't. It is quite recognisable as well. In fact, all these Scottish bands we're playing today, I think I've heard before, actually.
Yeah, they still get played on the radio. That was the first hit single, Max, to use the Roland TB-303 synthesizer, and that brought quite a change to music.
Why so technical?
Well, because it's one of those big musical changes that when those synthesizers became more readily available, they allowed musicians to do different things.
Why didn't they just call it, I don't know, the Roland brand new synthesizer instead of a Roland TB? Sounds like tuberculosis.
It does. A lot of people started building that synthesizer into their music.
Yeah, well, I haven't.
It's a bit like the arrival of the piano back in classical music days.
No, not really. No.
Why not?
It just isn't. They didn't blend it with like harpsichord and stuff.
That would have been quite clever, wouldn't it? I'm sure if they'd have had the technology at the time in the 18th century, they might have done.
Oh, yes. I'm sure they would have loved to do a recording for piano, harpsichord, strings and voice.
Just using one keyboard.
Yes.
Now, they borrowed the style of guitar playing Orange Juice from the American disco group Chic.
That's a bit
You've heard of Chic, haven't
you? Yeah, I mean, that's a bit cheeky. I'm sure Nile Rodgers will be finding their lawyer soon.
Yeah, Nile Rodgers from Chic, a very excellent guitarist. But that also gave the song a bit of zip. So as we've been hearing, Max, Scotland had a very vibrant music scene in the late 70s and early 80s. Lots and lots of bands coming through.
I know, I'm quite impressed, actually. I thought it was going to be a terrible music scene, like, I don't know, Estonia.
I'm not so sure. You know, I think Scotland has always had this tradition of music. And again, we mentioned earlier, you know, you hear it with the bagpipes. We were walking around Edinburgh, weren't we? We hear bagpipes playing and the sound really carries.
I know, I can't stand bagpipes.
I really like bagpipes. Sorry to any bagpipers out there, by the way, who'd be very upset by what Max said.
I don't know. I'm not sorry. Bagpipes are terrible.
But it's very distinctive, isn't it? When you listen to a set of bagpipes being played, there's something you know immediately what musical instrument it is.
Yeah, I suppose it is really recognisable. I mean, it's recognisably bad, but it's recognisable.
I struggle to find a pop song which had bagpipes in it.
Don't try, please.
The only one I could think of, I'm pretty sure that Paul McCartney and Wings with Mull of Kintyre had bagpipes in it.
Yes, are you sure?
And that was number one for about 9 weeks, by the way, in the charts. Good news, Max, by the way, we're not playing Paul McCartney and Wings on today's show.
Oh, thank God.
No Phil Collins either.
Yes! That's what really makes me happy. In fact, I was very happy recently when a local donut place near where we live discontinued their Phil Collins donut.
I was looking forward to eating a Phil Collins donut.
Yes, I was very happy to notice that they had completely taken it off their menu.
That's a sign of popularity if you're a pop star, isn't it? You have a donut named after you.
Yeah, and then it's taken off the menu because no one wants it. Like how no one wants Phil Collins.
Apart from me.
If you're listening, Phil Collins, I'm sorry, but no one likes your music.
Apart from me.
Yeah, but you're just strange.
Max, you're going to be back later with more on one of our groups. Up next, we want you to get dancing all Scottish groups as we continue our virtual tour, all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown. Disco action!
I
Filling dance floors from the mid-70s onwards, all the way from Dundee, the average white band. Let's Go Round Again was one of their biggest hits, number 12 in 1980. They were Scottish through and through, but always sounded American. And this group was led by Dr. Robert from Haddington in Scotland, the Blow Monkeys, from 1987. It doesn't have to be this way.
Yourselves to blame for playing the game. There's no hope for the hungry child whose joke is wild and they take all hope away. And I just can't see the sense of my mind's ahead. And I just about had enough of this sunshine. Hey, what did I hear you say? We'll be right back.
the door.
When you walk out that door,
you better ask for more.
They burned brightly for a while, but finally split up in the 90s. This is Jonathan Charles, On the Way, Jimmy Somerville, Marmalade, The Eurythmics, and many more as our Scottish Odyssey continues.
The best sound around.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.
With music just for you, Jonathan Charles.
another Glasgow boy, definitely not from a small town though. Jimmy Somerville was the voice behind Bronski Beat. That was very popular in discos. And from Lennox Town in Stirlingshire, it's the lady with the powerful voice. Lulu was in the charts in 1974 with this. By David Bowie, the man who sold the world. Max is going to be back soon with more about one of our featured groups. The triple play's on the way, all on today's theme of Scottish musicians, all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown!
1969.
Changing of sunlight to moonlight, reflections of my life. Oh, how they fill my eyes.
The greetings of people in trouble, reflections of my life.
Oh, how they feel.
be fine.
It's a teenage dream to be 17 and to find you're all wrapped up in love. And I found that you made a dream come true. Now I do believe in what they say. You've got to give a little up, take a little up, be prepared to forsake a little love. And when the sun comes shining through, we'll know what to do. Give a little up, take a little up, be prepared to forsake a little love. I walk with you, there is just we two, and the world goes by, but I just don't care. And I know that one day I'll find a way to be safe and sound in your heart. So until I do, I'm gonna give a little love, take a little love, be prepared to forsake a little love. And when the sun comes shining through, we'll know what to do. Give a little love, take a little love, be prepared to forsake a little love. And when the sun comes shining through, take a little love, and when the sun shines through, we'll know what to do. Give a little love, take a little love, be prepared to forsake a little love. And when the sun comes shining through, we'll know what to do. Give a little love, take a little love, be prepared to forsake.
1984.
And that was the Vinyl Countdown Triple Play, all connected to Scotland as we continue our tour around the country. First, we heard The Marmalade, the first Scottish group to top the UK charts, but back in 1969, they released a hit which got to number three, Reflections of My Life. Then it was, of course, the one and only Bay City Rollers, sending fans screaming with Give a Little Love. All the way from Edinburgh, they got to number three for 3 weeks with that. And finally, we had the Eurythmics with Here Comes the Rain Again. Max, you're back in the studio. You've been finding out some more about Eurythmics.
British politician Michael Gove was born in Aberdeen. No, sorry, who are we doing this week?
It's not Michael Gove.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't mind hearing a Michael Gove single.
I don't think we've got that yet. So what are we going to say?
Annie Lennox was born in Aberdeen and met Dave Stewart in a restaurant in London where she worked at the time. They formed a larger band called The Tourists, but when that broke up, they eventually formed Eurythmics together. For a long time, commercial success escaped them. But their second album, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, was their big breakthrough. They were also very skilled at making videos to publicise their songs, which helped them to sell. They have sold an estimated 75 million records worldwide. Here Comes the Rain Again, the track that we have just played, reached number 8 in the UK charts and number 4 in the US. They went on to have loads more hits.
I think they're very talented musicians, Max.
Yeah, I mean, they are. The only thing that disappointed me about that track was it didn't sound like this. Here comes the rain, do-do-do.
I think you're
here
talking
comes
about the Beatles.
The rain. Yeah, but it should be, everything should sound like the Beatles.
I think the Eurythmics, though, were really, really good musicians. And you can tell a lot about musicians, I think. And what distinguishes great musicians from the run-of-the-mill ones is the effort that they put in, and they're very talented. They obviously put a lot of effort into their music. You can tell just by listening to the tracks.
It sounds like it uses that Roland Long complicated name thingy.
The Roland synthesizer. I think there was definitely synthesizer in there.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell.
Their songs can be a bit melancholy, a bit sad.
Yeah, they are a bit depressing.
Here Comes the Rain Again. It's not a happy sound, is it?
Yeah, but I still quite like it.
I think it's great, and obviously the audience liked it. It was a massive hit.
Also, Here Comes the Rain Again sounds like a beautiful picture of Scotland.
It does rain a bit up there. We've had a lot of Scottish musicians, Max, and there are so many, you know, we had to leave out. I could have put the Proclaimers in there and their song 500 Miles. I didn't do that. Now we've still got one group linked to Scotland ahead.
Yeah, but why? Yeah, but before that, why would you waste your time listening to this when you could be hurrying up and following us on Instagram and Twitter? On Instagram, we're at Vinyl Countdown Podcast, and on Twitter, we're at Vinyl Countdown 10. And you'd better hurry up.
And we certainly are. And Max, I hope your cold gets better soon. We play out with a group usually thought of as coming from England, but Mark and David Knopfler, the driving force behind Dire Straits, were born in Glasgow. This is one of their biggest successes, the hugely atmospheric 1982 hit, Private Investigations. See you next time with another box full of vinyl.
Bye.
What have you got? The takeaway.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.